Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's post-game show. WCBS Mets Radio Network. Mets over the Braves 7-2 tonight. Mets' five-game losing streak is history as the Mets get a much-needed victory tonight. A very important win. Mets couldn't afford really being swept in this series four straight by Atlanta. And going to Washington, that's not going to be easy either. The Mets face the Nationals the next couple of days. The reigning world champions on top of that, you know, they got Patrick Corbin and Max Scherzer pitching the next two, so it'll be tough for the Mets certainly to score runs in D.C., as it was supposed to be tonight against Mike Soroka. Jacob deGrom, the star for the Mets, fourth time that those two have been pitted against each other the last couple of seasons. The Mets winning now for the second time in those four games. And Soroka was wild tonight before he got injured. He walked a career-high four hitters, two walks in the first, but he got out of it with J.D. Davis bouncing into a fielder's choice. Soroka then worked a perfect second. But the third inning was certainly a nightmare for the Braves. Jacob deGrom got through the first two innings with four strikeouts, retiring six of the seven batters that he faced. The only hit he allowed was to Travis d'Arnaud in those first two innings. His former battery mate, d'Arnaud, lined a single to center. You could easily see d'Arnaud's smirk as he ran toward first base after connecting on that single to center. And Travis would bite deGrom even harder later in the game. But in the third inning, that's when the Mets got rolling against Mike Soroka. Ahmed Rosario led off with a single to left, which was misplayed by Marcell Ozuna. Rosario went all the way to third thanks to Ozuna's error. Brandon Nimmo walked, and then Michael Conforto gave the Mets the lead. Righty to lefty, Soroka's pitch. Conforto lines it to left. That should get down. It's a base hit inside the foul line, and it's a score for the Mets as Rosario comes home. Nimmo races to third. Throw goes there as Nimmo gets in standing up. Conforto trots to second. It's an RBI double, and the Mets do cash in at least one here. They lead 1-0 in the third and still two more out there with runners on second and third. Nobody out. Mets were 2-for-25 with runners in scoring position over the last couple of games, but Michael Conforto coming through there in a clutch spot, and Robinson Cano, two batters later, even more clutch after a Pete Alonso walk loaded the bases. 1-2. Cano grounds it toward third. It's fair inside the line. It's going to drive home at least one as Nimmo scores. Around third, Conforto digs for the plate. He'll make it sliding across home safely. Stopping at second base, Alonso. It's a two-run base hit for Robinson Cano. And the Mets take a 3-0 lead here in the third. So Robinson Cano extending his hitting streak to seven, driving in two runs, giving the Mets a three-run lead. That should have been plenty for Jacob deGrom. Turns out it was, as Cano comes up with tonight's Chock Full of Nuts turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 7 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets for a 2021 game. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. Mike Soroka, though, would leave the game after the next hitter. J.D. Davis hit a bouncing ball toward first. Freddie Freeman made a sliding stop through to second for one out, and then there was no return throw to first because nobody was covering. Mike Soroka took two steps off the pitcher's mound and then collapsed. He, as we know now, tore his right Achilles tendon. Soroka tried to take a couple more steps and tried to walk it off, but could not put any weight on it. He had to be helped off, and then the bad news came that Soroka would be out for the season because of that torn Achilles. That's a tough injury to come back from. You know, Kevin Durant looking at the NBA, obviously a different kind of thing, although for a pitcher having an injury like that on Soroka's right leg, the leg that he pushes off with, it's going to be a tough recovery for him, and you just hope that at some point in the 2021 season, as early as possible, that Mike Soroka can come back. But for the Braves, just an enormous hit to their starting rotation, by far their best pitcher and one of the few really reliable starters that they have. And now Mike Soroka will not pitch again in 2020 as Chris Russin replaced Soroka, gave up a base hit to Wilson Ramos with the bases loaded that scored Alonso, and the Mets made it a 4-run top of the third. Jacob DeGrom cruised after that. He gave up a 2-out base hit to Acuna in the bottom of the third, worked a 1-2-3 fourth, and the Mets were tacking on runs along the way too. In the top of the fourth inning, Michael Conforto singled, Pete Alonso walked, and Robinson Cano would give the Mets another run. 0-1, Cano lines it toward right center. It's a base hit. Advancing to third, Conforto, he's being waved toward the plate. Throw coming from Inciarte, who's got a good arm. It's cut off. Conforto scores. Alonso's caught in a rundown between second and third. He's tagged by Freeman, who throws to second, and Cano ends up safe there. So the Mets take a 5-0 lead. Cano's driven in 3 runs tonight. Good job by Robinson Cano. These last 7 games now, he has been really stroking the ball. He had 2 hits and 2 at-bats tonight. So now for Cano, it's been, in the last 7 games, 13 hits in 22 at-bats. A little left groin tightness took Cano out of this game early. We'll see if he's back in there tomorrow against the Nationals. Tough lefty in Corbin. Maybe he would have gotten the day off anyway. Brian Dozier can play second tomorrow, but you need Cano in there for Scherzer on Wednesday, as Robinson Cano gave the Mets a 5-0 lead and the insurance run of the game, presented by Hiram Cohen & Son Insurance since 1919. The only blemishes for DeGrom came in the bottom of the fifth tonight, as Travis d'Arnaud, who had singled off DeGrom earlier in the game, led off the fifth inning with an even longer blast.
Here's the 1-1 to d'Arnaud, swung on and hit in the air pretty deep to left center. Back near the wall, it might go, and it's gone. A home run for Travis d'Arnaud. Well, he's not smiling now. He better keep his head down going around the bases. But Travis d'Arnaud's feeling awfully good about that as he takes Jacob deGrom deep for d'Arnaud, his first home run of the year. The Braves are on the board. The Mets lead is 7-1. Well, this is turning into something interesting.
Yeah, I don't care how good of friends d'Arnaud and deGrom are. After that home run, Travis did the right thing. Kept his teeth in his mouth and put his head down and ran the bases. D'Arnaud with his first home run as a Brave, coming off DeGrom, the last homer DeGrom allowed last September to another former teammate, Wilmer Flores, as Travis d'Arnaud gave the Braves their first run. Later in the inning, DeGrom would walk Ender Inciarte, then a steal and a base hit by Ronald Acuna scored Inciarte. So 2 runs against DeGrom in 6 innings, 10 strikeouts. Jacob was very good once again tonight. He painted the corners. Brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. The Mets were able to tack on some more runs, as in the top of the fifth inning, Wilson Ramos was able to give the Mets a nice cushion.
First pitch to Ramos, swung on and hit high in the air to right center field, pretty deep. Inciarte back. This one's going to go, and it's gone. A home run. Wilson Ramos with his second home run of the year. Hits one out into the bullpen in right center field. Smith scores ahead of him, and the Mets have a 7-0 lead. 7 runs for Jacob deGrom. Merry Christmas, Jake.
That was before the d'Arnaud homer, but Wilson Ramos with a 2-run shot, the only homer for the Mets tonight. For every home run they've hit this year, a donation is made to an undergrad student at Caldwell University. Discover you at Caldwell University. Learn more at caldwell.edu. So the Mets able to get that big lead for DeGrom. The 2 runs the Braves got in the bottom of the fifth were it. And then DeGrom through 6 would give way to Jerry's Familia, who did have some trouble tonight. Johan Camargo with a 1-out single after Familia struck out Dansby Swanson. And Ender Inciarte just blooped a double down the right field line. That put runners on second and third. Familia walked Acuna but struck out Albies. And then Justin Wilson came in to retire Freddie Freeman with the bases loaded. From there, Jared Hughes gave the Mets a lift. 2 scoreless innings in his Mets debut. He had 3 strikeouts. Hughes, a veteran reliever. He He's been with a few different teams. He's usually been very good in his career. For some reason, the Astros didn't want him around after he had spent spring training with them this year. So Hughes was available. It was a good pickup by Brody Van Wagenen and the Mets. And we saw that Jared Hughes looked good tonight as the dependable player of the game presented by Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals. Visit DuranteRentals.com. So the Mets win 7-2 against the Braves tonight.